Reader, are you a Christian? James Smith, Good Seed for the Lord's Field, 1856. Are you a Christian? This is a very important inquiry, because many profess to be so who are not so in reality, and yet no one can be saved unless he is a Christian. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. He is convinced of sin and mourns over it. He hates sin and departs from it. He reads the Word of God and loves it. He hears the gospel of Christ and believes it. He becomes a disciple of Christ, learning his doctrines, trusting his promises, and doing his will. He receives the Spirit of Christ, which is a spirit of meekness, love, and holiness. He would rather suffer for Christ than sin against Christ. He loves the person of Christ, imitates the example of Christ, and observes the ordinances of Christ. He commits his soul into the hands of Jesus, to be pardoned through his blood, to be justified by his righteousness, to be sanctified by his Spirit, to be preserved by his power, to be used for his glory, and to be presented faultless by him to the Father at last. He looks for the second coming of Christ with joy, because then he will be like him, for he will see him as he is. Such is a Christian according to the New Testament. Reader, are you a Christian? Can you live without prayer? Can you be happy without Christ? Can you neglect or despise the Word of God? If so, then you are not a Christian. Every Christian finds prayer to be the breath of his soul, Christ to be the food of his soul, the Bible to be the comfort of his soul, and the Lord's people to be the beloved companions of his soul. Examine yourself, for thousands bear the Christian name who know nothing of Christian experience. Multitudes live and die under a delusion, and will say to Jesus at last, "Lord, Lord, we were Christians." Then he will say unto them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." This will be dreadful, most dreadful.